Oh, I just believe God's people need to give themselves permission to believe in the love and the kindness of God appearing in Jesus, the Savior, full of grace and full of truth. And then I want to make you really excited about the fact that whereas under Moses, truth was a very hard thing to access as a human being. They had no born-again experience. They were not renewed in the spirit. Their spirit man was a dead man. Their old heart was fully intact, and their flesh was intact, and they were living in a very physical, carnal world. My goodness me, do you know how far we've come down the road, ladies and gentlemen? We have been born of the Spirit. We've been made new, quickened on the inside. We have had our old, wicked, corrupt, hard heart removed. It's been replaced by a soft heart on which God does write. It's these things that make you know you're saved. It's these things that remind you are a new creation. It's these things that remind you a miracle took place when you were saved. I don't know what happened to you when you got saved, but a miracle took place when I got saved. I'll tell you here and now, I've made many mistakes and done many stupid things and come out of some incredible bondages since I was saved. But I'll tell you here and now, I never for one moment, never for one second, stopped experiencing the new heart. The new life, the new joy, the hunger for grace and truth. I believe if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's plain and evident in the Bible that grace and truth becomes your life's quest. Amen. Yeah, it does. Grace and truth becomes your life's quest. And why does grace and truth become your life's quest? Because Jesus, my friends, is grace and full of grace and truth. And I want to throw something else out here, free of charge, gratis, and for nothing. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, you do have that in you.
True.
You are here today because of grace and truth, not just grace. You met me long before I preached grace, the way I preach it these days. You met me when I just preached truth with enough grace to get you in the door. Oh, yes, truth and grace brought you here. Truth and grace is what you're hungry for. We know what churches look like that don't have truth and grace, and they just have truth.
Yes, we do.
Or they just have grace. Yes. Either one are frightening, and I've been in both.
Yes.
The ones full of truth belt you over the head with it,
yes.
And the ones full of grace act like there's no such thing as truth.
Yes, there is. Isn't that something? Yes. So true.
But Jesus wasn't just truth or grace. He was truth and grace, and he was full of it. And when you receive the Savior by the power of the Holy Spirit, don't tell me it's not an encounter of grace and truth, because which Jesus saved you?
Yeah.
As we are reminded, was it in the Corinthian epistle? There are three things you want to watch out for: heresy, a different Jesus,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
A different spirit, and a different gospel. Well, I've got news for you. The Jesus that saved you was full of grace and truth, not just full of truth. And I've been to many churches where they just preached the truth. And when I first got saved, that's all I thought there was to Christianity, was truth. That's why I went to Bible college, left home, and came across the ocean to come to hear about the truth.
That's right.
But then God soon showed me that the truth without grace is a very, very, very hard thing for someone who is sincere. Now, if you're not sincere, you can take the truth in all day long and BS everybody. Oh, yes, you can.
It's true, but you can.
Mm-hmm. There are certain surface responses we can give to people that make us look just like we are dealing with the truth and go through the motions of it. But I found out I was a very sincere man, that truth was a beautiful thing, and I wanted to live for it, but my God, how do you live for it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Very true.
Yeah.
Truth. Yes.
Truth's better than me. I mean, on my best shot, I don't have enough to get up to the truth level.
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, my flesh would not have any part of it. And at that point in time, you have the choice to become a liar and live a lie, a two-faced, bald, dirty, stinking lie. Or say, my God, I got news for you. This boy can't live by the truth. You better have something else to say in your good book, or I'm a dead man.
Yeah.
But when the love and the kindness of God appeared in the form of grace and truth, I said, hold it. That means he sugar-coated that baby. He's made it palatable. He's got it covered.